After death, a person is deprived of will. Their body dies as well as psyche. That is the vegetable and animal part of a soul. So only the spirit remains and the understanding of what was done. So there is no choice between good and evil there. They have no will. So if here a person was striving to fulfill the commandments, God sees that and he says that he won't cast out a person who is striving to God. So we shouldn't forget that God is love, and every person who was striving to him, even if they sinned but repented, they will be admitted by God. Besides, from the very beginning of its existence, the Church has been calling all of us for praying for the dead. Consequently, their state can be changed. It is possible to help a person. If they failed to achieve something here, then we can help them. Or did the Church just make it up for no reason? No. So our prayers are effective and they can help the souls of our close ones. So their souls can be purified, they can change. But of course, their souls are unable to do it on their own. Until we are here and we have free will to do good or evil, we can purify our own souls and we can help their souls. This is the meaning of our lives and the meaning of our prayers for the dead. So their passions can gradually decrease there. But the question is that a person is suffering there. So the earthly life is very important, because if you don't want to suffer when our spirit moves on to eternal life and where it suffers from passions, we can help people with our prayers to get rid of these passions, to get rid of them gradually, and for a soul to be set free. As for children, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." So, the kingdom of heaven is for such, and those children were not even baptized. And if you do not become like children, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. And I really hope that we will be there. And we won't be there separately from children or from each other. We will be there all together, and the experience of every person will become the experience for the rest of people. And the small children will be saved not due to their experience of good and evil, but based on the earthly experience of their parents and other people. So consequently, some people can stay with God due to experience of other people, but not all of people are capable of it. So those dying as children are the happiest people of all. Of course, parents don't understand it, but we don't know what would have happened to them in the earthly life. We know nothing, and it turns out that they can already receive the eternal good without experiencing the evil of the earthly life. All the children will be in the kingdom of heaven.